Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a conversation between two students.
I thought you were going to take anthropology this semester.
I am. Why?
Well, I didn't see you in class this morning.
That's because I decided to take a course in physical anthropology. Yours is in cultural anthropology, isn't it?
That's the name of the course, all right, but what's the difference?
Well, as I understand it, both kinds of anthropology involve the study of human beings, so they are alike in that way. But cultural anthropology is the study of human cultures, or the ways of life in societies. For instance, a cultural anthropologist might try to understand family structures or marriage customs in different societies, and other culturally related things like that.
Yes. We started talking about family organization around the world on the first day of class.
Well, in my class, we started talking about the physical characteristics of humans and some of the ways in which different humans are different in size and shape and so on. That's what physical anthropology is all about. Physical anthropologists include a lot more biology in their approach. I'm a biology major, so I thought I'd be more interested in the physical anthropology class.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm perfectly happy right where I am, too.
Number 31. What is the main subject of this conversation? Number 32. Why was the woman surprised when she went to class? Number 33. Which of the following was most likely a topic of discussion on the first day of the woman's class? Number 34. Why did the man decide to take the physical anthropology class? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to two students talking about summer plans.
Hi, Rob. What's up? You look down.
Hi, Allison. Yeah, I'm pretty depressed. I don't think that I can go to England this summer to visit my girlfriend.
Why? Not enough time? Have to take summer courses?
No. Thank goodness I don't have to do that this year. It was no fun last summer being cramped into a classroom without air conditioning, and having to listen to lectures isn't my idea of how to spend a perfectly beautiful day. I barely got a chance to enjoy the summer.
So what's bugging you?
Money. I think I'll have to get another job downtown to support myself. The 40-hour-a-week job here at the college is not paying enough. The college takes out money for cost of living, my meal card, loans, and taxes. I am left with hardly anything to live on, so I can't save for the ticket and spending money to travel to England.
That's such a drag. With two jobs, you'd be working a minimum of 60 hours a week, though. You sure wouldn't get to enjoy summer very much that way, either. But if you work that much, when do you think you might be able to go to England?
If I work two jobs for the summer, I might be able to save enough money to go for Christmas.
That would be great. England at Christmas. How romantic. Speaking of work, though, I'd better get going. I'll be late, and my internship supervisor will not appreciate it. Good luck to you, Rob.
Thanks, Allison. Talk to you later. I guess I'll head downtown and start looking around.
Number 35. Why is Rob feeling depressed? Number 36. What does Rob want to do this summer? Number 37. What is Allison's first reaction to Rob's plan for the summer? Number 38. What will Rob probably do now? This is the end of Part B. Go on to Part C.